Last night, we reported on heightened interest in careers in the medical field, including moves to train more nurses. Tonight, we look at how the shortage of nurses is affecting healthcare workers and hospitals. In just the past few days, nurses and other workers in Southern California and Oregon authorized a potential strike against Kaiser Permanente, and understaffing is part of those disputes. John Yang is back with a report from South Florida on how shortages are affecting hospitals there.
And then tomorrow, we're down mid-shift again.
Every morning, Chief Nursing Officer Dakota Red sits at his desk and plugs holes, moving nurses around on the schedule for the next several days to meet his hospital's daily needs.
But if you move Brett to back to 11 to 11, at least you're covered till 11, and then we can try to see what we can do at 11 o'clock to get you some help.
It's a constant struggle for Red at Hendry Regional Medical Center. The public hospital serves the largely rural agricultural population around Clewiston, Florida, a small city on the southwestern shore of Lake Okeechobee, nicknamed America's sweetest town for its location in the heart of Florida's sugar industry. The medical center is a major employer in Clewiston and, with 25 beds, the biggest hospital for more than 20 miles.
We provide primary health care for this community. And so if we can't provide that care, that means that you may have to travel an additional 30 to 45 minutes to get that care, to seek that care, which is why it's so important that we manage better for rural hospitals so that we don't lose that.
Many hospitals serving rural communities like this one were already facing a shortage of nurses before the pandemic. But the past 18 months have put the problem in sharp relief. Mary Mayhew is president of the Florida Hospital Association.
And certainly before the pandemic, we were facing a nursing workforce shortage. The pandemic was like a gasoline can over the fire.
A recent study commissioned by the group found that before the latest Delta surge, the state had an 11% vacancy rate for registered nurses, roughly the same as the national rate. It also found that a quarter of Florida's registered nurses and a third of critical care nurses left positions in the last year, citing job dissatisfaction, burnout, or other opportunities in healthcare. And it projected that if current trends remain the same, by 2035, there would be a shortage of nearly 60,000 nurses.
We have nurses that are retiring at younger ages. We have nurses who've left the intense 24/7 environment of the hospital for other opportunities in the community. And then certainly we have nurses that have pursued opportunities with staffing agencies around the country.
After his morning huddle, Dakota Red makes his rounds, checking in on his staff to see how they're doing and what they need.
We do have a backup plan. Okay. All right, any questions about that?
The worst of the Delta spike here came over 6 weeks from August to September. At one point, the 10-bed emergency department had 7 patients on ventilators. The day we visited was the first since July without a hospitalized COVID patient. But Red says his staff is emotionally and physically drained, and with 8 vacancies in the emergency department, about half what he needs, stretched very thin.
The overriding concern is always, am I giving them enough tools to do their job? Am I providing them with what they need to do what the ask is?
I would describe nursing at this time almost like we're going to war.
For registered nurse Brittany Johnston, a Clewiston native, caring for people she grew up with is one of the joys of working here.
Tengo hambre?
No, I don't know.
No? Okay.
But during the Delta surge, it became a source of sadness.
In 12 years of my nursing career, I have never, in this hospital, I have never, never, never seen 7, 8 ventilators going on in my emergency department. This past Friday, I had a classmate of mine. I'm 37 years old. We went to kindergarten together all the way to graduation, and he passed away of COVID. And I was in the room and I was working. We did a code for over 2 hours, and the physician just said, can just one person just make it? Can't just one make it?
To deal with short staffing, nurses work extra shifts and alongside nurses hired on short-term contracts. Right now, these so-called travel nurses are about 40% of Hendry's emergency department. High demand for travel nurses during the pandemic means higher salaries than for staff nurses, sometimes leading to resentment and to bigger budget holes for hospitals. But it's an attractive option for staff nurses who feel underpaid, like Tamika Cade. She left Hendry's emergency department after 8 years for a nearby travel nurse job.
I'm stressed, I'm burnt out, I'm tired, I'm exhausted. Well, these circumstances are going to be the same anywhere I decide to work. Why not go 55 miles up the road and do the same thing for double the pay?
In September, she returned to a new position in Hendry's IT department.
Are you going to show me how to run that report for the antibiogram?
And working with nurses on the computer systems they use. She says she's happy to be back, but never would have returned for full-time patient care.
You know what? I needed a break from it for a while, you know, because it took a toll on me. It took a lot out of me. And I just needed a moment, like a minute, to just do something different besides that, right? Because it's a little traumatizing. There's no other way to put it.
How many days have you had COVID?
But as the Delta surge ebbs, Hendry's nurses fear the trauma of their work is only bound to intensify again.
Yeah, have you had the vaccine?
No.
No, oh, okay.
Especially in an area that's less than 50% fully vaccinated.
We're just waiting for the next strand to come through and making sure that we're prepared mentally and physically and emotionally.
To address the long-term shortages, Mary Mayhew of the Florida Hospital Association says changes can't wait.
Right now, urgently, we need to make sure that our nursing programs and our community colleges and our university system are able to open the gates a little bit wider to add to the number of slots. We know that there's still great interest in terms of the number of applications that our nursing schools are receiving, but we've got to expand the capacity to meet that.
Because even if COVID eventually does recede, the need for qualified nurses never will. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang in Clewiston, Florida.
So concerning. Thank you, John, for that report. And with the flu season coming, many people have wondered about getting the flu shot at the same time as a COVID vaccine or booster shot. You can find answers to some of your COVID questions on our Instagram page. That's at NewsHour.